You're listening to the Earth Change News podcast. Be sure to check out the Earth Change News website at www.earthchangenews.com. Two megaquakes strike Indonesia and triggers a tsunami watch for the Indian Ocean, which was later cancelled as the world wakes up and Earth changes increase all over the world at a rapid rate. Also on this week's show, Japan plans to burn highly radioactive materials, which threatens to poison other countries. NASA confirms consistent increase in the number of fireballs entering the Earth's atmosphere. Mount Etna volcano erupts for the sixth time this year. First glaciers in Japan have been recognised. Forest and wildfires from Long Island test crews. Hailstones the size of golf balls attack people in China. Hello and welcome to this week's Earth Change News. A massive earthquake struck off the coast of an Indonesian island of Sumatra on Wednesday afternoon, triggering a tsunami watch for the Indian Ocean, which was later cancelled. The quake struck about 434 kilometres 270 miles southwest of Bunda Aceh, the capital of Indonesia's Aceh province, and had a magnitude of 8.6, the US Geological Survey said. It took place at a depth of 23 kilometres 14 miles. A second large quake with a magnitude of 8.6 occurred off the west coast of Sumatra about 2 hours later, the USGS said. Gary Gibson from the Seismology Research Centre in Melbourne, Australia, said the location of the second quake reduced the possibility of a tsunami. There were also a series of smaller quakes off the west coast of northern Sumatra with magnitudes of 5.1 and 5.4. There were no reports of destruction or deaths. Four people were slightly injured on an island off the coast of Aceh, the National Disaster Management Agency said Wednesday. The centre said that when no major waves had occurred for at least 2 hours after the estimated arrival time or damaging waves had not occurred for at least 2 hours, then local authorities could assume that the threat had passed. The centre posted approximate arrival times for waves in different parts of the region, which were predicted at various times in different cities throughout the day. Waves were reported about 1 meter, 3.3 foot amplitude or height above sea level offshore in Malabar, Indonesia, but in other cities they were reported at about a foot or less, according to the warning centre. The first quake took place at about 2:38 p.m. local time, 4:38 a.m. eastern time. It appears to have involved a horizontal movement rather than a vertical movement, so it's less likely that it will generate a tsunami, Gibson said. He also said that the tremor took place way offshore and therefore unlikely to have caused much damage. Still, officials called on coastal residents in some low-lying areas in the region to seek higher ground. The power went out in Bunda Aceh and residents moved to higher ground. In Thailand, the National Disaster Warning Centre issued an evacuation order for residents and tourists along the Amaradrin coast, state-run news agency MCOT said. The tremor was felt as far as in Bangkok, where office workers at several high-rise buildings said their workplaces were shaken for 3 to 5 minutes, the report said. Several southern provinces also had felt the tremors. In the Maldives, some resorts were evacuated in advance of possible waves. In 2004, a 9.1 magnitude underwater earthquake off the coast of Sumatra triggered a tsunami that killed more than 200,000 people in 14 countries. The majority of deaths were in Indonesia, with Aceh bearing the brunt. The quake back in 2004 took place 250 kilometres 155 miles southwest of Bunda Aceh at a depth of 30 kilometres 19 miles. The tsunami, which washed away entire communities, caused nearly 10 billion in damage and more casualties than any other tsunami in history, according to the United Nations. Since then, officials have worked to improve warning systems and have carried out drills in the region. Indonesia is on the so-called Ring of Fire, on the fault line circling the Pacific Basin that is prone to frequent earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. The earthquake on Wednesday comes just over a year after a magnitude 9 earthquake off the northeast coast of Japan, which caused a devastating tsunami. The death toll from that disaster stands at about 15,850. Fukushima will start burning radioactive debris containing up to 100,000 barquels of radioactive cesium per kilogram. The state will start building storage facilities for debris generated by the March 2011 tsunami as early as May at two locations in a coastal area of Nahara town. About 25,000 tons of debris are expected to be brought into facilities beginning in the summer, according to officials. if more than 100,000 barquels of radioactive calcium are found per kilogram of debris, the debris will be transferred to a medium-term storage facility to be built by the state. But if the burnable debris contains 100,000 barquels of radioactive calcium or less, it may be disposed of at a temporary incinerator to be built within the prefecture, according to officials. Within the 20 kilometers radius no-go zone, spanning across Nahara and five other sites along the coast, debris caused by the magnitude 9.0 earthquake and the subsequent tsunami has estimated to be an estimate 474,000 tons, much of remaining where it is. How much radiation is that, you're wondering? Well, it's a lot. Burning radioactive debris does not destroy the radioactivity, it merely spreads it. And if you think about it, it's basically recreating the Fukushima disaster all over again, as it's releasing a huge amount of radioactivity which has settled on the ground back into the air. A great ball of fire streaked across the Texas sky during the daytime last week, much to the surprise of thousands of people who witnessed it. So bright that it looked like a little piece of sun falling, as one San Antonio resident told the local news station. The rare daytime meteor event was yet another example of the scientific mystery known as spring fireball season. According to NASA, 30 years of observations show that there is a consistent uptick in the number of fireballs, meteors that glow brighter than the planets as they scorch through the Earth's atmosphere, during the spring compared with other times of the year. There are two peaks, one around February and the other at the end of March and early April, said Bill Cook, head of NASA's Meteor Environment Office, and this remains a mystery. To tackle the mystery, Cook and his NASA colleagues have set up a network of smart meteor cameras around the United States that they use to triangulate the trajectories of meteors, pinning down their positions to within the area of a football field as they enter the atmosphere. This has enabled the scientists to map the origins of the falling space rocks from different parts of the sky. Approximately 1,800 meteor events recorded by the camera network so far indicate that the spring fireballs probably originate from asteroids, while fall meteors come from comets. The spring fireballs orbits include they come from the main asteroid belt. A lot smaller meteors in the fall come from comets, which are made of icy bits of dust and they don't last long in the atmosphere. Those ones are generally not big enough to make fireballs. Mount Etna volcano is erupting for the sixth time this year with lava and plumes of smoke and ash from a new crater on the volcano's southeast side. The new activity was preceded by the new phase that began Wednesday night and that, according to experts, has the same characteristics as the one before this one. Ash carried by winds towards the east have not yet created problems at the Fantasia airport, which is fully operational. Scientists have found three glaciers in the Tomoya Prefecture, the first recognized in Japan and the southernmost in East Asia. Tachimaya Cloudra Sabo Museum discovered the three slow-moving chunks of ice in the Haida mountain range, otherwise known as the Northern Alps. Their research paper submitted to the Japanese Society of Snow and Ice was accepted Tuesday, the museum said. Dry and breezy conditions were fanning bushfires and wildfires up and down the east coast, including one on Long Island where two blazes merged overnight, officials said Tuesday morning. The weather conditions made for red flag warnings along the east coast, NBC weather anchor Al Rocker said on Today. Areas for Long Island to Florida and as far west as Kentucky were under the advisory, which reflects extremely dangerous fire conditions. In Long Island's Suffolk County, a state of emergency was declared Tuesday and mandatory evacuations were earlier ordered for an undermined number of residents in Ridge and Manorville. Three homes and a commercial building were destroyed in Manorville and several other properties were damaged. One firefighter suffered burns when a vehicle was overcome by fire. Other fires included one in New York City, Staten Island, that burned 19 acres before being contained early Tuesday. Hailstones the size of golf balls have reportedly killed three people and injured 25 others in China. The giant pieces of ice pelted several rural areas in East China on Tuesday and Wednesday, resulting in the deaths of three people. The hailstones were said to be as large as 3.5 centimeters in diameter and weighed 18 grams on average. The storms forced the evacuation of more than 700 people, destroyed about 2,700 acres of crops and damaged more than 900 houses, a spokesman for the area said. In other news, it has snowed in some areas of Romania on Monday and traffic was hindered on roads in the northern area of the country. Some drivers in Romania had already been required to use summer tyres on their cars, so traffic was cancelled on some roads also to prevent accidents due to the lack of winter tyres. The swift change in weather comes after several weeks when temperature reached as many as 20 degrees Celsius and comes after the beginning of the year with extreme weather. It snowed heavily in Romania and in other countries in the Central and Eastern Europe in February, blocking people in their villages in some areas of the country, which were trapped under thick layers of snow for several weeks. A former group of NASA employees, including astronauts, have called on the agency to stop making unproven and unsustained remarks regarding global climate change, specifically that human activities are driving global warming. We believe that claims by NASA and Goddard Institute for Space Studies that man-made carbon dioxide is having a catastrophic impact on global climate change are not sustained, write the 49 signatures in a letter to NASA Administrator Charles Bolden. This is the most recent objection by skeptics who challenge the reality of human-caused global warming. For decades, climate change scientists have warned that humans are changing the composition of our atmosphere, warming the planet, and as a result, face rising sea levels, more extreme weather, and other consequences. The concept is now well established in scientific literature, and attempts to address it are the subject of ongoing international talks. Residents in various parts of Dubai were caught unawares on Thursday morning as winds blew up sand and dust. Sunbathing crowds promptly ran off to hide away from the sand that quickly filled the air in Silicon Oasis, reports Adu Kadar, who was at the pool when a sandstorm hit Dubai. The National Centre for Meteorology and Seismology urged motorists to take care of the low horizontal visibility due to the dust and sand. Asked about the sudden change of weather conditions, the National Centre of Meteorology and Seismology said that there was no permanent sandstorm. Thank you for listening to the Earth Change News podcast. Be sure to check out the Earth Change News website for latest Earth Change News at www.earthchangenews.com.